안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. Long time no see. I missed you guys. I'm back from a two-week break. And I thought I could be back last week, but COVID symptoms lasted longer than I expected. I'm sorry I'm late. And though I still cope a little bit, I feel much, much, much better now. And I want to thank you all for sending me supporting messages. It means a lot to me. Thank you. And today's newsletter is about how Korean K-pop fans became a major player in Korean politics. A new voicemail where you can send me your Korean rap. And a spicy and sweet food recipe. From this week, What of Korea will be first, and then we're gonna practice Korean speaking, and lastly, there will be a Korean food recipe. So without further ado, let's start. It's time for What of Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. And today's story is this, how K-pop fans are changing K-politics. Every Wednesday and Saturday, there is a demonstration in front of the Democratic Party headquarters in Seoul. A few hundred protesters demand the reform of the prosecution and media laws. Demonstrations are nothing new in South Korea, but there's something different, something K-pop in this regular protest. In a video which filmed one of the recent demonstrations, protesters are marching on the street, singing an old K-pop song, Into the New World by 소녀시대 or SNSD, and a guy who's filming the video says, quote, "It feels like a dream. I never thought I would hear Into the New World while protesting for the reform of prosecution and media laws." End of the quote. It was possible because a lot of protesters were K-pop fans. These young female K-pop fans are changing Korean politics, and it all started with the South Korean presidential election. About a week ago before the election, something strange happened on the Korean internet. There are many community websites in the country which are about many different interests, including K-pop. They are often hostile to each other and never united before, but right before the election, they assembled, like the Avengers did, to endorse the Liberal Democratic Party candidate Lee Jae-myung. One of the assembled websites was Dokku, which is the biggest Korean K-pop fan community. The members of Dokku are hardcore K-pop fans who stream idol songs 24/7 to give them prizes and music awards, buy billboards to celebrate idols' birthdays, and make their favorite trainees debut in a big hit K-pop idol audition TV program, Produce Series. Most of them are young women in their 20s and 30s, and they learn that Lee Jae-myung is the best trainee who should make a debut as the South Korean president after studying the candidate's campaign promises and watching presidential debates. I'm a member of Dokku as well, so I remember the website was filled with posts like, "Make a debut as the president, Lee," or "All the trainees I supported made a debut, so will you, Lee Jae-myung." They shared how they persuaded their family members and friends to vote for the liberal candidate, and they attended Lee's campaign tours saying, "I'm going to Lee's concert today." Although they were devastated when Lee lost the election to a conservative candidate by a thin margin of 0.7%, they quickly recovered and joined the Democratic Party to keep supporting Lee. Just 2 days after the election, over 120,000 new people became Democrats, and half of them are women in their 20s and 30s. Members of Doku are still hardcore K-pop fans, but now they are also hardcore Democrats who send text messages to the party's representatives about a floor leader election and take to the streets 2 days a week to pressure lawmakers to reform laws. They missed the times when they could only talk about their idols on the website and didn't have to worry about the country or politics. But as the candidate who said, workers have a right to work underpaid and over 120 hours a week, feminism is lowering the number of couples and birth rate in the country, and South Korea should attack North Korea, got elected. They have no choice but to participate in politics. And they're doing it in their own K-pop fan-like way. It's time to speak some Legit Korean, or maybe I should say it's time to rap Legit Korean. So I'm happy to present Mic Drop, my new voicemail where you can send me your Korean voice message. As an English learner myself, I always get super excited whenever I succeed at singing along a fast English song. And to be able to speak fast enough is, I believe, every language learner's dream. So I thought it would be fun to practice fast Korean speaking. Every week, I will give you a K-drama line or a K-pop song lyrics, and we will practice speaking or rapping it together. And after that, you can send me your rap to my voicemail. Your rap will be on the next week's episode if you send your message by 11 p.m. Tuesday Eastern Standard Time. So be brave and show off your Korean rap skills. The first mic drop line is from Business Proposal, a romance K-drama that is available on Netflix. It's a cliche but super funny rich man and poor girl romance. In the first episode, Yeongseo, the female lead, goes on a blind date, taking her friend's place. She planned to get rejected by her date. But when she goes on the date, she finds out that her date is the CEO of the company she works for. She got panicked and she says the following line to herself. Listen carefully. Listen one more time. 호랑이 굴에 들어가도 정신만 차리면 된다고. I know it's super fast. I tried my best to copy the speed and the tone of the line in the drama. Though it sounds super fast now, after we break down the sentence, you know, after we learn about the sentence, it will be much easier to speak it. So let's do this. We can do this. So the line means, I just need to stay calm and do what needs to be done. This is what Netflix English subtitle says, and I think it's a really good translation. But if I give you more context or background about this sentence, the line, 호랑이 굴에 들어가도 정신만 차리면 된다고, literally means, even when you enter a cave full of tigers, you'll be fine as long as you stay calm. So in this sentence, 호랑이 means tiger, 굴 means cave, and 들어가다 means to enter, and 정신 차리다 means to stay calm or focused. This line came from a Korean proverb, 호랑이 굴에 들어가도 정신만 차리면 산다. Meaning, no matter how bad your circumstances are, you can get through them if you stay calm. In the past, there were many, many tigers in Korea. Our ancestors were scared of the animal because, you know, tiger is a very dangerous animal. But also at the same time, they kind of worship and they really loved Tiger. Tiger was a symbol of the country. But unfortunately, we don't have a single tiger anymore. We only have them in zoos because, you know, during the Japanese colonial era, the Japanese armies killed all of the tigers in all around the country because they knew tiger means something very special to Koreans. So this is a kind of sad history. Okay, now enough about the lesson. Now it's time to wrap. So whenever your situations are really, really bad, please wrap this sentence. Now I'm gonna break down this sentence into two parts. First, 호랑이 굴에 들어가도. And second, 정신만 차리면 된다고. And repeat after me two times each. Now let's start with the first part. 호랑이 굴에 들어가도 One more time. 호랑이 굴에 들어가도 Now the second part. 정신만 차리면 된다고 One more time. 정신만 차리면 된다고 Okay, you're doing great. Now it's time to wrap. We're gonna do this three times. It's gonna be fast. Buckle up yourself. You can do this. Get your tongue ready. Now let's start. 호랑이 굴에 들어가도 정신만 차리면 된다고. 호랑이 굴에 들어가도 정신만 차리면 된다고. You did a great job. I'm so proud of you. Please send me your rap to my voicemail. You can find the link of the voicemail in the description of this episode. And also in my email newsletter, please don't be shy and be brave. Oh, and talking about the tiger and the Japanese colonial era, I heard that there is a new K-drama. I don't know how, if I can call this as K-drama, but there are a lot of Korean actors and actresses in it. Apple TV Plus recently released Pachinko. And you can learn a lot of Korean history with the series, especially about the Japanese colonization era. So please check it out if you're interested. And now it's time to wrap up this episode with a super easy Korean food recipe. Whenever I hunt a super easy Korean food recipe for you on YouTube, I always think about two things. Can you get most of the ingredients of the food easily in your country? And does this food taste Korea? And today's food, 달걀볶이 or 계란볶이, says yes to these two questions. This food is basically boiled eggs in 떡볶이 sauce, which is spicy and sweet. 떡볶이 is a high-carb food which makes it the kind of arch enemy for anyone who's on a diet. But with 달걀볶이, you don't have to worry about gaining weight because it's just full of eggs and 떡볶이 sauce, that's it. Just make sure to hard boil the eggs when cooking. Find the link of this week's email newsletter to watch the cooking video and please give it a try, especially if you are a fan of tteokbokki and if you are on a diet. Thanks for listening. If you liked my podcast, you can leave a review on Apple Podcast. It will make my day. Or you can share it with your friends. Oh, and there's gonna be concert in Vegas, you know, BTS concert. Though I can't go, I'm super excited for ARMYs who attend the concerts. I heard that there's gonna be BTS themed hotels as well in Vegas area. Wow, that is so, how can I say? I wish I knew more Korean, more English words to express my feelings, but it's just crazy. So if you are an ARMY who attends the concert, you know, whether you actually go there or whether you stream the concert, please let me know on Spotify or comments in my newsletter post. It will make my day. Though I cannot go there, I wanna be happy for you. You can also talk about how you fail to get a ticket, you know, because I can relate to that experience a lot. Okay, now I have only two more things to say. I'm sorry I have a lot to talk about today. I think it's because of the break. So the first is that my second Korean exercise book, Not Studying Korean, Just Filling in the Blanks, will drop next week. You can check out the sneak peek of the book in my email newsletter. Please look forward to it. And the last thing is about my virtual McDonald's, where you can practice how to order in Korean. And I'm sorry to say that it should be closed until this week. Though I feel much better now, I still cough a little bit. So I don't think I'll be able to hold on 1 hour audio chat because I will cough and it will bother you. So I have to take a break this week, and I'm pretty positive that it will be back next week. So thanks for listening again. See you next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.